Sooner or later, the peddlers get wise to a pigeon, and the pigeon can't score. When this happens, his usefulness to the agents is at an end, and they usually turn him in. Often he ends up doing more time than anybody he sent up. In the case of young kids who would be no use as full-time pigeons, the procedure is different. The agent may come on with the old cop con, "I hate to send a young kid like you away. Sure, you made a mistake. That can happen to anybody. Now listen, I'm going to give you a break, but you'll have to cooperate with us, otherwise I won't be able to help you." Or else they just belt him in the mouth and say, "Where did you get it?" With lots of people, that's all it takes. You could find an example of every type informer, overt or potential, among my customers. After the hotel clerk spoke to me, I moved to another hotel and registered under another name. I stopped going to the Village and shifted all the Village customers to Uptown Meats. When I told Gaines what the hotel clerk said to me and how lucky we were he happened to be a right guy, he said, "We've got to pack in. We can't last with this crowd." "Well," I said, "they're up there now waiting for us in front of the automat, the whole lot of them. Shall we go today?" "Yes, I'm going to Lexington for the cure and I need bus fare. I'm leaving tonight." As soon as we got in sight of the street, Dooley broke from the others and ran up to us at full speed, pulling off a two-tone sports jacket. He was wearing some sort of sandals or slippers. "Give me 4 caps for this coat," he said. "I've been in a can 24 hours. Dooley sick was an unnerving sight. The envelope of personality was gone, dissolved by his junk-hungry cells. Viscera and cells, galvanized into a loathsome insect-like activity, seemed on the point of breaking through the surface. His face was blurred, unrecognizable, at the same time shrunken and tumescent. Gaines gave Dooley 2 caps and took the coat. "I'll give you 2 more tonight," he said, "right here at 9 o'clock. Izzy, who'd been standing by silent, had been looking at Dooley with amazed disgust. "Holy Jesus," he said. "Sandals." The others swarmed around, holding out their hands like a crowd of Asiatic beggars. None of them had any money. I said, "No credit," and we started walking down the street. They followed us, whining and clutching at our sleeves. "Just 1 cap." I said no and kept on walking. One after the other, they fell away. We walked down into the subway and told Izzy we were packing in. "Jeez," he said, "I don't blame you. Sandals." Izzy bought 6 caps, and we gave 2 caps to old Bart, who was going out to Rikers for the 30-day cure. Bill Gaines was examining the sports coat with a practiced eye. "Should bring $10 easy," he said. "I know a tailor who will sew up this rip for me." One pocket was slightly torn. "Where did he get it?" "He claims from Brooks Brothers, but he's the kind of guy who would say anything he stole came from Brooks Brothers or Abercrombie and Fitch." "It's too bad," said Gaines, smiling. "My bus leaves at 6. I won't be able to give him the other 2 caps, I promised." "Don't worry about it. He's into us for a double sawski." "He is." "Well, then it doesn't make any difference."